So the iPhone is what some would call the pinnacle of technological development, with so much knowledge and computing power in the palm of our hands, and so much of ourselves actually stored in these mini portable supercomputers. There comes a very important question: how safe are they from viruses? Well, that's actually a really great question. So let's talk about, can iPhones get viruses? In short, yes, there are some things out there that can infect an iPhone. Does that mean that the average iPhone user should be worried? No. Let me explain. iPhone viruses are extremely rare. In most cases, iPhones will become vulnerable if they're jailbroken. If you're not sure what that means, we'll actually cover jailbreaking in another video. For now, let's take a look at what a virus or malware is and why it's so unlikely to infect an iPhone. To do that, we're going to have to get a little technical. So what is a computer virus or malware, and how does it infect? So a computer virus is basically a malicious piece of computer code that's designed to spread from device to device, and a subset of that is also called malware. And these are basically just, again, self-copying threats that are usually designed to damage a device or steal your data. So think of it like a biological virus that will make you sick. And nowadays, I think we all can do that. Now, that virus is persistent, it's nasty, it keeps you from functioning normally, and it requires some very powerful things to get rid of it. A computer virus is basically just like that. They're made to replicate relentlessly, and they infect your programs, your files, and even change the way your computer operates or stops functioning altogether. Now, what are the most common ways a virus can get into a computer? Sharing music and files or photos with other users, visiting infected websites, opening spam emails or email attachments, downloading unknown files, or installing unknown programs. So with all that said, back to the original question of why iPhone viruses are so rare. And the main answer to that question is going to be how iOS itself was designed in the first place. First, there are a bunch of checks and balances that Apple's put into place. Any app that goes into the App Store has to be signed by Apple to ensure that it hasn't been tampered or altered. And even if a rogue app was to make it in, the virus wouldn't have any way to communicate with the other programs or devices or spread itself to other devices. Like we said earlier, viruses are designed to steal your data or take over your device by copying itself into as many areas as it can, but iOS doesn't let apps do that. Each app kind of runs in its own environment without communicating with the other apps that are inside your phone or communicating with the other files that are inside the device itself. So bottom line is that the iPhone apps just don't have the sufficient ability to infect each other or the other systems within your phone. And that's really just because of how Apple has designed the operating system. They restrict the apps to reduce the overall virus risk. So with that, does it mean you're not susceptible to attacks? Of course not. Phishing and smishing attacks are on the rise, so you have to be careful where you enter your information to and what you're clicking on. And just because there's no real way to infect an iPhone now doesn't mean that people aren't working on it currently. So stay safe, always keep your phone updated. I know it sounds simple, but it's the best way to protect yourself from any upcoming viruses that your phone may be susceptible to. Now I have a question for you guys. If you're checking us out on YouTube, you can comment on this question down below. Have you ever feel like your phone was infected by a virus? What made you think that? What exactly was your phone doing for you to draw that conclusion? I want to know all about it in the comment section down below. And you can also comment any questions you have down below as well. And if you're not checking us out on YouTube, why not stop by and answer the question anyway? And as always, if you have any questions that you would like us to research, go ahead and tweet us the information. Our Twitter information is usually below wherever you're listening to this episode. Guys, thank you so much for checking us out. As always, make sure to check out some of the other episodes we have. And until I see you guys next time, stay safe and try to be a smart friend to someone. Until then, peace out.